Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his
power. Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve. And this show is for the 1st of September, 2017, on a Friday. We are going to be finishing up the Book of Lamentations with Poem 4 and Poem 5. Now, Poem 4 is an acrostic. As I explained in the earlier shows, Poem 5 is not. So there is a definite difference. They are talking about the results of the siege of Jerusalem in Poem 4. He is being very specific about that in his lament over the destruction of his beloved city. Yahweh had abandoned the temple. He had left. Because of the apostasy of Israel and the tribe of Yehuda and those that lived in Jerusalem at that time, lots of idol worship, even in the personal homes, they had idols on the roofs and behind the doors, and they were just completely disobedient. The word order in some of the passages here, the stanzas, has been changed, so I'm going to take it back to how it was in the Hebrew, which sometimes is startlingly different than what you will see in your King James. Other than the corrected words and word order, I will be reading from the King James. If you're following along in that version, you will notice the differences. They needed some definite correction. And I have eSword up on the other computer so I can get definitions quickly. Let me clear my lungs. It's early in the morning, and I have my usual bronchial problems. That is a relief. So let's get into chapter 4. Let me find my reading glasses. There they are. I have my computer glasses on, and they're good for a 24-inch view, but I'm going to be reading close in the scripture. Stanza 1 of chapter 4, or poem 4, pardon me. How is the gold dimmed? That's 6004. And the finest gold, that's 2896, changed, 8132. Poured out are the stones of the sanctuary in the top of every street. That's quite a bit different than what it reads. They moved the term poured out around and a few other things. Stanza 2, I keep saying verse. It's not a verse, it's a stanza of a poem. The children of Zion are precious, comparable to fine gold. How are they counted as earthen pitchers? The work of the hands of the potter. Now he's talking about pitchers of clay from the earth, potting clay. That's a specific type of clay that the potter would work on his pottery wheel. They were, in Jeremiah's sight, like fine gold vessels. But now, due to their apostasy, they're counted as just nothing more than clay pots that can be broken. Now, here's stanza three. They have sea monsters here, and that is not correct. That is jackals. They have mistranslated that often. Verse, you know, like sea monsters don't give suck to their young ones. They just lay eggs and go on. Stanza three, even the jackals draw out the breast. They give suck to the young ones. In other words, when they get pregnant, their breasts grow. And the female jackals. The daughter of my people has become cruel, like the ostriches in the wilderness. Okay, what is that comparing to? Ostriches lay eggs and cover them up with dust and walk away. That's it. They don't sit on the nest like other birds. When they build a nest, they don't build a nest. They just dig a hole and lay the eggs in the hole and cover them up with dirt and move on. Stanza four. The tongue of the suckling child cleaves to his palate for thirst. In other words, the mothers are not producing milk. They're starving to death. The young children ask bread, and none spreads it out for them. There was a famine going on due to the siege. They would besiege you until you ran out of food and water and starved you out, and then you would capitulate. Well, that's what they had done to Jerusalem. The Nebuchadnezzar's troops were doing that. Stanza five. They that did eat daintily are desolate in the streets. In other words, the very rich with their gourmet cuisine, they're in the streets. They have nothing, no food either. They that were brought up in scarlet embrace dunghills. Whoa, what does that mean? The rich were brought up and they're digging through dunghills for random seeds that might have been left from the animals that had eaten grain. They were looking for little pieces of undigested grain in the dunghills. That's how bad it was. And I'm sure a lot of you are saying, whoa, man. Yeah, that's they would kill and eat their own children in this famine. Stanza 6, and you can reference Genesis 19, verse 24. For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people, that's Jerusalem, is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom that was overthrown as in a moment, and no hands fell on her. Yahweh's wrath. It was instant destruction by Yahweh. It wasn't a siege by men. And here he's going back describing Jerusalem. Her Nazir, that's Nazirites, people that were under a vow to Yahweh, were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies. They had clear white skin, and the blood showed through, and they were ruddy in complexion. Their polishing, as sapphires were their polishing. They were polished like jewels. Now it's changed. Okay. Blacker, this is stanza 8, blacker than a coal is their appearance. They're burned black by the sun because they have no, they are not known in the streets. Their skin shrivels to their bones. It is withered. It has become like a stick. Now they're no longer ruddy Israelites. They're shrunk up due to the famine and burned by the sun till they're almost black. Stanza 9. This has been changed around. Better are those that are slain with a sword than those that are slain with hunger. 7:4-5:8. For these flow away, 2100. Thrust through for want of the crops of the field. Wow. Stanza 10. You can reference Deuteronomy 28, verse 57. And Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 10. The hands of the compassionate women have cooked their own children. What did I tell you a little bit ago? They were eating their own children. They were for devouring in the destruction of the daughter of my people. Again, referring to Jerusalem. They ate their own children. Cannibalism in the starvation. Stanza 11. Yahweh has accomplished his fury. He has poured out his fierce anger and has kindled a fire in Zion, and it has devoured the foundations of it. Stanza 12. Now this is changed, word order is changed. Would not have believed the kings of the land and all the inhabitants of the world that the adversary and the hated enemy should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. The land is Eretz, that's 776, and Tabel is the world, 8398. That is correct for the world. They keep translating Eretz as the earth, as in the whole planet. No, that's wrong. Stanza 13. For the sins of her prophets, and they prophesied falsely and told the people what they wanted to hear instead of the truth, just like the Judeo-Christian pastors of today. The pastors today are lying to their congregation. tickling their ears. For the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests, they were taking bribes. They were womanizing. They were doing all kinds of stuff. For the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests that have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her. The priests that were supposed to be the judges were taking bribes and letting rich people kill poor to get their possessions. Stanza 14. They have wandered as blind men in the streets. They have polluted themselves with blood so that men could not touch their garments. They were filthy with the blood of the innocent. Now that's figurative. That's not literal. They didn't walk around drenched in blood, but their soul was covered with it. Stanza 15. They cried unto them, depart! It is unclean. Depart, depart, touch not. When they wandered and wandered, they said among the nations, they shall no more sojourn there. They weren't even welcome as sojourners. Stanza 16. They have the anger of Yahweh, the presence of Yahweh. 64:40. Not anger, the very presence of Yahweh has divided them. He will no more regard them. They respected not the persons of the priest. They favored not the elders. He's letting the Israelites take their punishment. He's not going to have mercy on them at this time. The priest got no respect. The elders got no respect. Stanza 17. As yet our eyes failed for our vain help. That means worthless help. They couldn't do anything. In our watchtower, we have watched for a nation that could not save us. They had made alliances with these other nations to help them against a siege. They didn't come. Didn't show up. Stanza 18. They hunt our steps, that we cannot go in our streets. Our end is near. Our days are fulfilled. For our end is come. In other words, they couldn't show their face outside because they'd be killed. Stanza 19. Our persecutors are swifter than the eagles of the sky. They pursued us hotly upon the mountains. They laid wait for us in the wilderness. Now we got two words here. You got persecutors and the word pursued. Let me look in stanza 19 here. Scroll up Esword. I want to get the exact definition so I can give them to you. Persecutors at 7291. That's run off. That's to run after. Persecute or pursue. Okay. They pursued us, and that is dalak. That's to flame with hot pursuit. That's what that come that translates to is hot pursuit. They pursued us hotly. That's why I translated it that way. Stanza, I almost said verse again. Stanza 20, because these are stanzas of a poem. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed one of Yahweh, was captured in their pits. of whom we said, under his shadow we shall live among the nations. The anointed one of Yahweh. Who is the anointed one of Yahweh? That is Israel. That's not just the Messiah. It can also be the king. He's anointed to Yahweh. So it can have two different meanings there. Stanza 21. Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, that dwells in the land of Uz. The cup also shall pass through unto you. You will be drunken and shall expose yourself. What cup is going to pass to Edom? The cup of wrath. Okay? The cup of wrath. Well, that cup that they've got on us right now is going to be passed to them. The Edomites, the Khazars, whatever you want to call them, the enemies of our race of Israel. That wrath of Yahweh is going to be poured out upon them from a cup. In the book of Revelations, it states that. So trust in Yahweh and have faith. His wrath is coming in His time. We have too many people still in apostasy here. And evidently, He has given us the charge to wake more of them up through the messages that we do here. That's what we do. That's our job. Stanza 22, the punishment of your iniquity is accomplished, O daughter of Zion. He will no more carry you away into captivity. He will visit your iniquity, O daughter of Edom. He will discover your sins. Because the Edomites were part and parcel and were helping the Babylonians destroy Jerusalem. Remember they said, raise it, in other words, tear it down to the foundation. That's Esau against Jacob again. And the seed line of Esau is busy destroying our culture today. Still going on. They've never stopped. Never stopped, never stopped, never stopped. Because they have mingled with all the other cursed seeds and the seed of Cain, the devil. And they were the Pharisees in the time of Yeshua. And he said, you are of your father, the devil. And they are. And they're still with us today. And they're still a thorn in our side and pricks in our eyes. And they're still hating on us and trying to kill us. And Yahweh's not going to allow that. They're going to kill quite a few that don't have the protection of Yahweh because they're in apostasy. Those in apostasy are going to perish. But the remnant that calls on the name of Yahweh, that believes in Yahweh and obeys Yahweh's commands, those in Christian identity, for the most part, are going to be saved and made safe from this. And that's why we are so urgent about getting others that are sitting on the fence to join us, because unless they call on the name of Yahweh and believe in Yahweh and Yeshua, they will have no protection. And some of our own family members are these people. They just don't want to believe. Oh, so-and-so, you're just full of hot air and you've gone off on a tangent. That's a cult that you're in. Oh, no. No. Because we're not in a cult. We're not all gathered together in some little compound. And we don't have some great fearless leader. And they're not. If you leave, you'll be destroyed. You know, all this stuff, I'll be stretched. No, we're not telling anybody that. We want people to investigate and read everything we say. We want you to look it up for yourself. Doesn't do any good unless you look it up for yourself. Go ahead and doubt what we say. Look it up. And then you'll know. Well, I guess they were right. Yeah, well, I guess we were. Well, that ends poem 4. Now we're getting into poem 5. This is the last of Lamentations. It also has 22 verses. It's not a poem, so they're verses, not stanzas. To change gears, this is prose here, not poetry. This is a plea for mercy from Jeremiah to Yahweh. Verse 1, remember, O Yahweh, what has come upon us. Consider, that's 5027, and behold our reproach. Look or to see, that's 7200. Our reproach is 2781. Our inheritance is turned to foreigners, that is Zarim, and that is as racial aliens. Our houses to racial aliens, 5237, that is Nakrim, both of which are, both groups are racially alien. Verse 3, we are orphans and fatherless. And that is a combination of 3, 6, 9, and 1 without a father. No father. Because 1 is Ab, father. And 369 is without. Our mothers are as widows. Verse 4. We have drunken our water for money. They had to buy water. Our wood is brought for a price. And to buy their own firewood. They couldn't leave the city. The enemy was outside. Verse 5. Our necks, 6677, are under persecution, 7291. Let me look that up. Let me get into 5. Under persecution. To run after, to chase, put to flight, be persecuted or pursued. We labor and have no rest. Verse 6. We have given the hand to the Egyptians and to Asher, that's the Mitzrayim and Ashurim, to the Egyptians and to the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. They're relying on them for their food. Verse 7. Our fathers have sinned and that is 2398, to miss the mark of duty or righteousness, and are not. And we have borne their iniquities. In other words, they died, and now the punishment is on the children. Verse 8, 5650, that's slaves, rule over us. There is none that rescues from their hand. These were nations and people from foreign lands that were formerly slaves. And now they were in rule. Now, what do we got here today? What do we got in this country today? Who's ruling over us? We just had one as president. We're not to have a stranger, a foreigner, a racial alien over us, yet we had one as president. You see the analogy here? You see what he's talking about then and what's happening here now? Verse 9, we got our bread with our lives because of the sword of the wilderness. People would sneak out of the city and go through the enemy lines and get food out in the wilderness and sneak back. And if they were caught, they were killed. Verse 10. Our skin became hot, 3648, like an oven because of the heat of famine. Now they have black like an oven in the King James. Let's look at this word. To intertwine or contract. In other words, shriveled as with heat. In other words, our skin became hot and shriveled because of the heat of famine. Because of the terrible famine in the King James, a glow. Also a famine as consuming. Okay. The heat of famine. When you're starving, your body is burning up its flesh. Like burning of a fire, and they were out in the hot sun. They had nothing to eat, and they were just shriveling up. That's what he's describing here, is a result of a famine. The King James has done a very poor translation on this. I'm sorry. Verse 11, they afflicted the women in Zion. Now they have ravished it's almost identical with 6030. Let's just put it this way. When they say they afflicted the women in Zion, they were raping them. All right? That's what this is describing. They afflicted the women in Zion and the maidens, that's the virgins, in the cities of Judah. The captors and the siege makers of Babylon came in and they just grabbed the women and just raped them. They have ravished, in the King James. The word actually means afflicted, but ravished carries the sexual connotations. So that's not too bad. That's pretty close. princes or rulers or leaders are hanged up by their hand. They just jacked them up in the air and hung them and just let them hang there. So they would suffer and eventually suffocate. The faces of elders were not honored. In other words, get out of the way, old man. No respect. The young men to bear the millstone and the children under the wood stumbled. They had the young men, the youths, who were a little bit more grown up, carrying heavy stones and labor and all that. They were under forced labor. And the little children were carrying wood for fires. And that was so heavy they were falling down. Verse 14. The elders have ceased from the gate. In other words, they used to sit there and do judgment and give advice. The young men from their music. They would play music, and they had street minstrels, and it was the skilled young musicians like we have today. Well, that is over. They're starving to death and they're not playing any instruments. There's no joy in that place at that time. Verse 15. Now they really moved the words around in this one. Ceased is the joy of our heart. Turned into mourning is our dance. That's how they celebrated, with music and dancing. Verse 16, the crown is fallen from our head. Woe now unto us that we have sinned. Again, that's 2398, sinned, to miss the mark of duty, obligation, or righteousness towards Yahweh. Okay. Verse 17. For this our heart is faint. In other words, it become weak. For these things our eyes are dark. In other words, they can't see. It's just an altogether miserable time. They have dim in the King James, that's number 2821, to be dark as withholding light. Transitively to darken. Okay. They can't even see the light. It's terrible. Verse 18, because of the mountain of Zion, that's the hill that Jerusalem was built on, was built up on a hilltop, which is desolate, the foxes walk upon it. In other words, wild beasts are moving in. All the gates are down, the walls are down. Verse 19, you, O Yahweh, remain forever, your throne from generation to generation. He's extolling Yahweh, and he's humble before this punishment. Verse 20, wherefore do you forget us forever and forsake us so long a time? For many days, in other words. He's asking, please remember us and bail us out. Verse 21. Turn you unto us, O Yahweh, and we shall be turned. In other words, repent and come back. renew our days as of old. Let's go back to the proper worship of Yahweh. And here's verse 22. This ends it. Because he had pulled his spirit out of the temple and let it be destroyed. He said, "Bip, you don't deserve this temple. I'm leaving." Verse 22. "But you have utterly rejected us." That's 3988 doubled for emphatic. That's to spurn, to disappear. Utterly rejected. Not a rejected is spurn, means to reject. And they put the two, they doubled that word there as an emphatic. "As you are very angry against us." Yes, yes. And that's 7107, 5704, and 3966. That's cuts off. That's to break out and to crack off and burst out in rage. And odd, 5704, toward, upon us, as far as us. And 3966 is meod, and that's vehemence, vehemently. So, spurned us very vehemently. Okay? And that ends the book of Lamentations. And I've tried to do a complete word study on this as best I could because of the twists and the turns and the poetic nature. The last poem is written as prose and not as an acrostic. All of these are in the Hebrew mindset and the manner of writing. And all of these occurrences have great relevance as to what's going on with the nation of Israel in dispersion today. Because we're not just in the United States and Great Britain. We're all over the place. Wherever there are pure white people, that's Israel. And the majority, I'm not saying all, I'm saying the majority of the white race today is in Judeo-Christianity, and they are in error. Or they are white nationalists and they think the Bible is a Jewish book and Jesus was a Jew, which was a lie that was given to them by the enemy in order to keep them from coming to salvation. That is a concerted plan by those that hate Yeshua Messiah. That's their method. That is the devil's method, like he used against Job. Break his faith. Try to break his faith. Bring all the calamities on him. Punish, punish, punish without cause to see if he would curse God. Well, it didn't work with Job. And with a lot of us, it hasn't worked either because we've become closer to Yahweh than ever before. But there are those out there whose faith is broken and they don't want anything to do with any quote-unquote religion. They don't go to church. They don't want to hear the Christian identity message. They don't believe in anything. And then we have those that have turned to pagan gods again. Pardon the creaking of my old computer chair. It's so comfortable. They've gone the opposite way. And the devil is one with them. I hate to say that, but he has won with a great many people. They have doomed themselves by their actions and their unbelief. And no matter how much we preach at them, it's falling on stony ground and it won't take root. Scripture tells us that. Yeshua did the parables about that. The seeds that fall on stony ground are unfertile soil. They take root for a little while and then they fall away. They go back into the world. They leave the domain of Yahweh. So he is taking down a great many of our people. And this is horrifying to us that are faithful. Absolutely horrifying. It's the worst thing that could happen, to see our brothers and sisters go down into the pit. But that's what's happening. And we're desperately trying to preach in different ways to maybe get through. We're doing the best we can, and that is all that we can do. Nobody's going to come to the Father unless the Father draws them. And if he doesn't draw certain people, those people are doomed by his will. What can you do about that? What can you say about that? Yahweh's will be done. We're not the Judeo-Christians that are saying, oh, everybody's saved, everybody's going to heaven, everybody's going to make it. No, they're not. Everybody isn't going to make it. First of all, this scripture about the promise of eternal life, all of it, Old and New and Intermediary Testament, is only to Israel. It doesn't have anything to do with anybody else. Nobody else was chosen. Well, that's hateful. No, that's Yahweh's law. And because in your liberal mindset, you just, well, we're all brothers. No, we're not. I'm sorry. We're not. That is not the truth. There are those that Yahweh excludes. And our job here is to reach the ones that he has not excluded, but have excluded themselves by their behavior and their unbelief. Maybe one little sermon or one word or one idea will get through, and that's what we hope on, because our hope is in Yahweh. And he tells us that no one here's the truth except by a preacher. Well, and he has made some of us preachers. And some of us that just, you know, you wouldn't think would be a consumed preacher. Totally ate up with his word. But he has changed certain people, and that's to his glory. He has taken something that was worthless and made it into something. And I'm speaking of myself and others. I wasn't any good. He chose me. And he has changed me, and he has worked a miracle in me in my life. And I do all this research into the Word. And that's all I can do. keep on studying. And there are a lot out there that they get a little bit of knowledge, enough to be dangerous, and then they don't go any further, and they don't do their word study. And they go off, they get one little passage, and then they go off on a wild tangent. Jehovah's Witnesses have taken a mistranslation of the word Yahweh and made a complete denomination out of it. There is no word Jehovah in Scripture. I'm sorry. It's not there. That's something they stuck in. Now, what do you do about that? I don't know. It's a hard thing, folks. It really is. We've got a lot of people that are under strong delusions these days. They hear something or they read something on the internet and then they run with it. That is a grievous error on their part. And there will be others that will follow them because they don't do any research either and they don't know any better. It says in Scripture clearly, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Well, yeah. And then they get behind somebody that's very charismatic and they will follow them like Joel Osteen, Judeo-Christian whatever, total deception. Absolutely total deception. The prosperity doctrine. Ken Copeland, another one. Mega churches, millions of dollars. Millions and millions. And the rest of us are out here scratching and scraping just to survive. I'm more fortunate than a lot. Because I have Social Security that I paid into. Yes, I know. It's a work of the devil. It's part of the beast system. And da, 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 da. I didn't have a choice. They take the money out anyway. So now, they're buffing the hall. If you hear the machine, I can't control that. Post-incarceration, I at least have something to live on and do this work and save enough money to get these computers so I can help EFR, which is doing Yahweh's work. I can be of benefit. So Yahweh has taken otherwise worthless life and has given me a task to do that I do joyfully because of the blessings of forgiveness and love that he has showered upon me. Wow, I never expected in my wildest of earthly imagination that I would be in a position to serve my Heavenly Father. And for an old reprobate like myself, it is so awesome and amazing. I'm going to do a wake-up call show this week. I'm probably going to record it today as well. I'm recording this on the 30th of August, Wednesday. And tomorrow's wake-up call is going to be about blessings. And yeah, we preach about the problems in the world and the troubles that we're in, but we tend to forget all that we do have, which others on this planet do not. So that's what tomorrow's wake-up call show is going to be on. He gave that to me last night, and it's going to be a dandy, I think. I'm going to enjoy doing it. I want to remind everybody that on Fridays, that would be tonight, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the new Pastor's Roundtable show. It is a live call-in show, so you can participate in it. And it's 1 a.m. in the United Kingdom, which is a little late. But we've got a Skype call-in number, and you can also go into the studio audience Skype chat room, EFR studio audience, that's open, and post in there. We will monitor that. Or you can call area code 312-957-6104, and Eli James will bring you in. He is the show host. And then following that show, at 9 p.m., we will have the live Yahweh's Covenant People, as usual, from 9 to 10. So you have two back-to-back live shows. And the first one was a resounding success. It was a lot of fun. We urge you to participate. If you have questions about anything, call in or post in the EFR studio audience chat on Skype, and we will pick up your questions. The weekend's coming up. I hope we have a calm weekend. We are reeling from the blows of all the cyber attacks, the removal of funding, all the evil that the Antichrist Zionists are doing to try to silence anyone that speaks out for the white race, and especially Christian identity. Yahweh will foil all their weapons. No weapon shall prosper that they use against you. He is going to bring this back on their heads, and His will be the glory. Praise Yahweh. We're coming down the end of the show here. And I have enjoyed Lamentations. On Monday, I will begin in the book of Ecclesiastes and go through all of it. And then that will be followed by Esther, Ezra, Nehemiah, 1st and 2nd Chronicles. So you can see we're getting down the end of the Old Testament. I only have a few books to go, some of whom are short, some are not so short. Chronicles is going to be long because it parallels the book of Kings. And I will be giving copious notations and references there. So Shalom Aleichem, and may Yahweh bless and keep all of you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.